Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Teaching Tips, this week based on David Berceau's book, Plain Speaking. And today the particular topic is speaking with an interesting and clear voice. Yes, we need to know what we're talking about, but we also need to present it with clarity. Berceau says, you know, it makes the point in his book that in conversation we talk very naturally, but when we get up in front of people, we often get more stilted and awkward and monotonous, and that doesn't seem to make any kind of sense. So we need to think about some things here, and the first thing is modulation. What is modulation? Well, we're talking about variety in pitch, volume, tone, and emphasis. Think about the parables. Can you imagine Jesus delivering them in a monotone? I don't think so. Like the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. Can you imagine that Jesus would have perhaps relayed this prayer of the Pharisee in a very different voice from the prayer of the tax collector in that parable? I'm sure he would. So modulation. Secondly, volume, tempo, and pausing. Can you be heard by everybody in the room? Look at the back when you start speaking. Take a look and see if it looks like people are straining to hear you, and you may need to adjust in that situation. Bear in mind, the bigger the group and the larger the room, the slower we need to speak. Sound tends to get garbled the further it has to travel. Pauses help your audience to kind of breathe as they listen. A small gap here and there helps them to grasp your point. Use dramatic pauses sparingly, but meaningfully. See the example of Jesus in Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, and imagine the effect of the silence there. You'll have to look that up later. Thirdly, enunciation. I vividly remember the person who preached on the text, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." His accent was so strong, it sounded like he was saying, "Blessed are those who moan." Now, once in the sermon wouldn't have been bothersome, but it was the main phrase of the lesson. He repeated it multiple times, and the congregation, we were looking around at each other. We didn't know whether to speak to him clearly and say, "Could you say it properly?" or whether to ignore it or to laugh even, sadly. It was embarrassing, it was distracting, and it was avoidable. What are your thoughts on cultivating an interesting and clear voice? Next time, we'll go on to look at five things that can spoil an otherwise good sermon. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? Certainly hope so. Remember always to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.